This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
Kellogg's is bringing back chocolate peanut butter corn pops. They were discontinued a decade ago, but there was such a clamoring to bring them back that they are reintroducing them.
So they're like the same thing as
a Reese's Pop.
Reese's Pop, yeah.
It's my kid's favorite cereal, so
I love corn pops.
I love corn pops.
No, they rip your mouth to shreds.
Corn pops?
Corn pops here are different than corn pops back home.
Oh, corn pops were like little nuggets of death. They're so hard.
Oh, yeah, no, corn pops here. Nice.
We had this conversation. You're talking about corn. What is he talking about?
Crunch?
No, corn pops. Corn pops was my favorite cereal growing up in Canada, and it was round balls.
But he's thinking of something else. I know what we're talking about.
Our corn pops are different than?
Yes.
What?
Yeah, in Canada, they're hard round balls, and they destroy the roof of your mouth like Captain Crunch does.
Yeah. But here, they're like misshapen, little weird.
It's like the soft part of popcorn when you pop a
That's what they look like. They do not look like that in Canada. In Canada, they're perfectly round spheres.
Like Kicks?
There. There's Canadian
corn pops. Look at this, Andy.
What? That's Canadian corn pops.
They're perfectly.
Are so different.
I know.
They're really hard.
That's
balls.
Why we'll never really get along.
Oh my God. Look at ours.
No, those balls rip your mouth up, too.
The red ones and the red. That's.
Yeah, see the guy holding them in his hand? The mess.
Oh my God. They look like corn. More like cornflakes.
Yeah, like when I first poured a bowl of them expecting my delicious corn pops, I was like, what is this madness?
Oh my God. Get this out of here.
Our corn pops. I don't like the look of your corn pops.
Can I be honest? Can I be honest with you right now?
That's like one of my favorite cereals.
Our corn pops blow your corn pops right out of the water.
I don't know.
Not even close. Honestly, it's not
it's
even close.
It's a border battle, corn pops.
Our corn pops, you get to them while they're crispy.
Your corn pops, I'll give. Now, James might like them more because
you got
about 1.5 seconds to eat them.
Those are Kicks.
Those are Kicks. That's Canadian corn pops.
Those are Kicks. We already got that.
Your Canadian corn pops are the same as the healthy breakfast treat for children in America, okay?
Delicious. They're some of the best.
In Canada, corn pops consist of spherically shaped pieces in a somewhat honey-like taste. When you buy corn pops in the U.S., don't be fooled. The cereal pieces are smaller, flatter, and taste a lot more like corn.
Yeah. Like, it's a different taste. I was so let down. I was like, oh my God.
I love our corn
This
pops.
Is terrible.
I love them, too.
Oh, yeah. They're side by sides.
Side by
there
side.
You go.
Look at that madness.
Oh, look how ours look like gold, like you found.
They look little kernels of corn, but ours just look like hard balls.
Yours look like Kicks.
Yours are Kicks. Canadian corn pops.
Canadian corn pops.
Wow. So we have corn pops and Kicks.
Yeah.
Well, the slogan for Canadian corn pops
See, look at this. Somebody's like, these are Kicks. You guys been living
Unless someone did that.
Ain't nothing but Kicks you guys got.
Because I tell you what, if I went to Canada and I didn't really pay attention to the box, and I got corn pops and Kicks came out,
you'd be pissed, right?
I'm going to the embassy.
Well, that's how I felt.
I'm going right to the embassy.
I'm slapping
it down. I'm like, hey, where's your prime minister?
Yeah.
We need to talk. You guys are selling Kicks. Call them corn pops. Well, that is a travesty.
We never heard of Kicks. You know what I mean? Like, it's Canada.
We have it all here. That's it. Right?
We have it all.
And I'll tell you, it tastes so much better than normal corn pops. Corn pops are disgusting.
It's a border battle.
It's just
a
border.
That's fine.
You should have saw your face when you realized that they have different.
Well, because I was like, I was so taken aback by the fact that they were like, I hate these corn pops or whatever.
I think our honeycombs. You know our honeycombs? I think our honeycombs are different too.
That's another one of my favorites. What's the matter with your honeycombs?
Our honeycombs were gigantic.
Oh, huge.
Our honeycombs. Our honeycombs are gigantic, big, puffy combs that are delicious.
Ours are too. Combs.
Your little tiny, crappy comb. There's the difference right there.
Yeah. So that's different.
Ours are the bigger ones.
Yeah.
Yours are smaller and harder.
When I poured a bowl, I was like, are you kidding me? Ours are airy and delicious.
Mm-hmm. I like my honeycomb to be a smaller honeycomb, too.
Oh, you don't. You just don't know yet.
Same taste, just different.
Yeah, no, not quite the same.
What's
taste?
What's different about the taste?
Ours are delicious. Yours are just sort of like cardboard.
I'm not big on the honeycombs.
Oh, man, honeycombs are big when I was a kid.
They're great. What I like about honeycombs in America is that they're like a six-foot-tall box.
Yeah, they were a six-foot-tall box even in Canada because they were even bigger.
They're just giant honeycombs.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so glad I'm American, but I work across the border. I can't wait to see the customs officer's face when I declare 10 boxes of Corn Pops because Dave and Chuck told me to. Comparing the two is how I'm going to spend my weekend now.
Yeah.
Who decides all that? Why can't they be the same? Your palates are different.
Whatever happened to that? Whatever happened to that Dave and Chuck show? It ended in a fight over Corn Pops.
Yeah.
Our honeycombs are big, puffy combs.
Giant combs.
Giant puffy combs.
So here's the question. So, like, to you, like, Kicks are gross?
Well, our Kicks suck because they don't have flavor like yours have.
It's like a healthy breakfast.
Oh, okay.
A healthy cereal.
So, what
kids.
They did is someone in Canada, is it Kellogg's?
Yep.
Do they make Kicks?
No, I don't know. I don't think Kellogg's makes Kicks. No, it's General Mills that makes Kicks.
General Mills. So they must have bought somehow. They ripped it off and then switched the flavor and then called it Corn Pop.
So funny to me.
Weird.
I love a Corn Pop. I know my Corn Pop.
But like, these are the things that I'm like, man, how many things are different? Like, how many little things,
little things.
Well, are
even
different?
Diet Coke's a different flavor between the countries. Oreos, because there's certain ingredients that are allowed to be used in America that are not allowed to be used in Canada.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, everything's
the bad
fake
stuff.
Here.
Especially the bad stuff's allowed
we
to
wanna
be
kill
used
our
in
people.
America.
Yeah.
Corn syrup, for example,
exactly, yeah.
is banned. They can't use it in Canadian.
Right.
So that must be what makes our Corn Pop so good.
The corn syrup.
But the thing is, no one gave a crap about corn syrup back in, you know, the 83 day. When I was eating.
Someone must have cared more than they did here.
Mm-hmm.
Just funny that, like, little
different.
Chuck and little Andy sat down with bowls of Corn Pops.
Exactly. So
and they were
like
two
the same things.
Different things.
Yes, completely. Completely. And I'm telling you, when I had my first American bowl of Corn Pops, I was livid.
You were livid?
Dude, I couldn't believe
my eyes. I couldn't believe my taste buds. I was like,
you could just go a few miles and go get the cereal.
I just lifted
it
up and threw it out.
And the same. If I went to Canada and I poured out Kicks with a little extra sugar on them, I'd be like,
yeah, it's not what you're ready for.
Yeah. I'd be like, oh,
it isn't. Yeah. I'm going to have to get honeycombs. I wonder if they still make the same honeycombs over there that are the big, fat.
To look for it.
I'd like to try.
Oh, delicious. They're huge.
Yeah, you can just drive over there and get it, right?
Yep. Yeah, I have to drive over there.
Someone said, poor Andy's having his cereal mind blown this morning. Yeah, I think all of us did. The difference between the cereals exists.
This is wild.
A lot of other differences between Canada and the U.S., but that's just one of them.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Everyone wants to know who's going to be the next James Bond, but maybe that choice should have been made sooner because the current Bond, Daniel Craig, just hurt himself running. In fact, they've had to put the latest James Bond movie on hold. He was filming a scene in Jamaica when it happened. Production on the 25th Bond flick is now on hold indefinitely. He was sprinting during filming, slipped and fell quite awkwardly. He was in a lot of pain. Was complaining about his ankle. They're all just hoping it's not broken.
Jesus, these pansies.
Pansies.
Well, I look at what some of the kids, just even on my baseball team, go through. I had a kid get hit in the hand, and it looked like his two fingers were, like, possibly just smashed to bits. He didn't tell anybody.
Yeah, he just, like...
Just went and played, and then finally... He took his glove off and he's like, look at that. And we were like, you look like you got a dinosaur hand. What are you doing?
It's tough.
I'm like, he's tough. This James Bond guy. Like, oh, my ankle is sore. Gosh. Yeah. Jesus. Oh, I can't. Just call it off. Call off the whole shoot. It's a tough life I live. Stop it. Oh, I don't know if it's broke. I can walk and everything's fine, but I think it could still be broken.
He's James Bond.
Yeah. I know, but suck it up, man. Imagine shutting some big thing down because you twisted your ankle a little bit.
No, I'm sure there's other scenes they could film that don't require him running. Or
no. Right.
But they have halted production. I mean, I'm sure.
But it hurt.
Exactly. Go sit down.
It hurt.
Someone go rub him.
Too old.
Oh, he's only 51.
I know.
Well, he's not that
still,
old.
51 sometimes aches and pains and different things.
I think it screams he doesn't really want to do it.
Yeah,
he doesn't really like any little thing he can get to not do it. He takes it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
We've been warning you guys for years about carnies. Years and years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Come on now.
Yeah.
So no shock here that a carnival worker has been charged in the deaths of two women and a girl who he met through his job as carny.
Oh, God.
All three reported missing this year. Guess what? He killed all three.
Jesus.
Yeah.
23-year-old James Michael Wright. There he is. Carney from Virginia.
Virginia Carney.
So he's been all over the world, though.
All over the country.
Yeah.
Faces three counts of capital murder now. He confessed to fatally shooting 22-year-old Elizabeth Van Meter of Tennessee. 25-year-old Athena Hobson of a different part of Tennessee. And 17-year-old Jocelyn Alsup from Cobb County, Georgia. The deaths happened between February 28th and March 17th. He said all the killings were accidental. But, of course, the sheriff's offices find that hard to believe.
Yeah, you don't make three mistakes like that.
No.
They found two of the bodies. They're still looking for the third. They believe he met the women through his work as a carny.
Jesus.
This amusement park he works for based out of Georgia.
There's one job I have in life. Well, there's a few of them. There's the job about the pole. I got to keep Stella away from that. I've got to keep her away from carnies and the carny life. So, listen,
that should be easy. You
I know it should,
that.
But there are people that are drawn to the carny life. There are girls, I'm assuming, in smaller towns.
Joe Dirt taught us this.
Is that where I'm getting this from? Mm-hmm. Is it Joe Dirt?
Joe Dirt. Well, Joe Dirt is like, he's a carny, and this like hot chick falls for him
because
he's like, he's got his shirt off and he's running one of the rides.
Yeah.
You know.
Let's not be concerned about what happens in Joe Dirt. No need to worry about it.
I am concerned.
It's not real
he's
life.
Facing a lot of real life worries around Joe
Most
Dirt.
Most of my concerns are Joe Dirt related.
Yeah. Most of the nation's concerns are Joe Dirt related.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah.
Jesus, a mosquito.
I know, just zoom by here at warp speed.
It's like, I'm going to give you a disease.
So, I guess, I don't know. Like, what's the attraction? Because, look, woman after woman after woman. Can I put this out there for a second? Has any woman ever been attracted to a carny? Did you ever fall for a carny?
Yeah, they have.
And what was it? If so, 1-855-954-6969. Toll free, 1-855-954-6969. Or text us at 46969. Have you been attracted to a carny? Did you have a carny affair?
That guy's one of the best looking carnies you've ever seen, this murderer.
You think? This guy?
As far as carnies.
Yeah, as far as carnies go, he's got everything. He's a good looking guy. I can't tell if he's got all of his teeth.
Access to a razor.
I'm going to say no, but
I think that it is like you were saying, it's like small town girls, like maybe escaping with a carny's their only way out of Georgia.
Yeah, like terrible city, Georgia, though. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Small town. So now, though, they're going to contact other towns where that carnival stopped.
Anyone missing there?
Right, to check on reports of missing women there.
Yeah.
Someone said, my mom dated a carny whose dad owned the carnival when she was 17. They ran away together for one day. Decades later, I still judge her.
Yeah.
Mom, you ran away with a carny.
This is what I'm saying.
To a carnival, Mom. Don't you fall in love.
I think you got to really be worried about it. I don't know why you have to be worried about it. I don't know why you have to be worried about it, but you need to be worried about it.
It's a if a daughter worry, not a son worry. I'm not worried about my son.
I hope not. I mean, I don't know. There's probably a lot of gay carny action that happens out there that is kept under wraps.
It's like carnies, musicians. You got to keep your daughter away from
them. Yeah.
Yeah, musicians.
Uh-huh.
I'd worry more about musicians than carnies.
More likely to happen.
Are cooler than a carny.
I don't think you can even prevent that one.
The musicians one?
No. Yeah. They're unstoppable.
Yeah, I don't like them.
The good thing is that there's almost no musicians anymore.
True. And they fail.
Yeah.
They run out of money.
Someone said the acrobats are pretty good looking usually.
The acrobats?
Oh, yeah, someone said... Like, female carnies put out like champs, and you get some fried donuts afterwards. Win-win.
Jesus. Yeah, oh, my God. I never even thought about female carnies.
People are saying the reason is white trash carnies will pretty much do anything, and you never have to see them again.
Yeah, and also, they have drugs.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. It's like a
They have drugs. Carny. They have all the bad drugs.
Right, in a town that maybe never has access to them, or, you know, small little towns that don't, it's not easy
bored,
to get them.
You're just bored. You go to the carnival.
I was out for a radio station and was approached by a group of carnies at this thing I was forced to be at. And Jesus. They've told the story that one girl had a wooden foot.
Oh, that's right.
And I was like, easy, carnies, easy.
Back off, carnies.
You had a chair.
Carnies. Waving a torch at them.
Yeah.
They wanted to spin
Listen,
my wheel.
I was at a fair. The same fair that me and you did a thing at one time.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen, they were younger girls, probably like high school age, chatting up different carnies at the big rides, chatting them up. And I just looked.
There's no place out that way to chat anyone up.
That's what I mean. So you have to be dangerous. It's dangerous out there.
Out there, yeah. City life. Got lots of options.
Yes.
Yeah, city life.
Country life. When the carny comes to town, look out.
That's what I think a lot of country girls. I do. I think a lot of little town country girls you raise like cows, you might fall in love with a carny.
So Amanda fell in love with a carny. She's calling us first here, 1-855-954-6969. How did it all play out, Amanda?
Well, no, I didn't fall in love with him, per se, but I was extremely infatuated with him.
Okay.
He was very, very attractive, had a really terrible, like, dad boy look. Well, I worked at a haunted theme park, so I was dressed as a really scary, creepy vampire walking around, and... You know, it has a traveling carnival with it, and he worked on the balloon pop game. And I'd walk by him all the time looking all creepy, and he'd look at me all, like, you know, with his Thug Life sweatshirt on and whatever, and I'm just like, yeah. But nothing ever came of it, but he was really, really hot.
But you...
he probably would have killed me in the back trailer there.
Yeah, for sure. But you yourself were a carny.
I mean, kind of.
Yeah.
That wasn't traveling. But...
So they just hired you to work while they were in town?
What's that?
No, it's one of those haunted houses where they set up for like, you know, 3 months. It's one of the big ones where they have everything going on. Mm. So there's the haunted house stuff, but then they have like carnival type games.
And the balloon pop guy was just.
So he was a looker.
He is a hot
MF-er.
Balloon pop guy. Someone said hooked up with a chick at the lemonade stand at a carny. She had a thick southern drawl, was smoking hot. Didn't get too intimate, just some over-the-pan stuff. But it was fun.
I'm reminded of the time my small tryst with a carny woman.
Southern belle.
Yes, a southern drawl brought me to her. Nothing crazy happened, but we did have quite an over-the-pants.
Mm.
Yes, girl.
Yes.
Touched his wiener and quenched his thirst.
Yeah. Give me a fresh squeeze at a fresh squeeze.
Text earlier, who's the guy whose mom ran away with the carny for a day, he said years later when she was married and had kids, she actually went back to the same carnival. Same guy was working the same game stand, and he gave her a bunch of free tickets.
How many years later?
He just said she had married and kids.
Can you imagine?
That's how many years.
Mm-hmm. He's still a carny.
Still just grinding it out on the carny circuit.
My mom had children with two separate carnies. Luckily, my dad is normal.
What do you call those? You call it like a carny kitten?
Like the ones like a puck bunny?
There's like a hose hound
or carny kitten.
Carny kid.
I think it starts with a C.
That is true. Because they're hardcore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you talking about the rise with runt?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. A carny runt.
Mm-hmm.
Someone said, I used to work at a strip club in Tulsa as a bartender. One of the dancers I dated for 6 months, she actually had been a carny for a year before she became a stripper.
Carny then stripper?
I would have thought it would have went the other way, stripper then carny.
No, once you're a carny, you can never strip.
She was a carny before she started dancing.
I know. I don't know how that's worked. But generally, yeah, you're right. Generally, you can't go the other way. Once you're a carny, like your teeth fall out, your hairdo.
You get a lot of burns.
Yeah, you lose something. I don't know what it'll be, but it'll be something.
An eye.
You know, something.
I used to be a mail lady. I had to deliver mail to a carny home/trailer park. Someone told me, though, never get out of the truck if you need a signature. You don't get out of that truck, girl.
The carnies will take it.
Yeah. Taken by the carnies.
They're like,
come on now.
Mm.
So many people. Is that true?
True.
What?
It has to be.
Oh, God.
I hope.
Oh, this one?
Yeah. Carnies invented RJs? Come on.
The year was 1912.
It was a carnival. this one, I ran the Gravitron in the summer of 96.
Got so much.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Well, there was that one Gravitron guy we talked about. His whole thing was he'd do little tricks in the middle.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He'd like die or something almost. Yeah.
He like knocked himself out and almost killed people spinning around, but he like woke up and saved them. Like a hero.
Carney hero. Yeah. This one, I banged a female carney for a while.
Mm.
Best time ever. She was slightly demonic, though.
Slightly demonic?
Mm-hmm.
It's so funny that anytime I ventured into a carnival and I was bored and rides or whatever as a kid or younger, I just hoped that they wouldn't kill me.
Yeah.
Like, that's all I thought
about. Because you were always Lisa.
You were always Lisa.
Like not kill me, like, on the with the ride. Like, they'll be able to operate the ride.
Oh. Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, I didn't even pay attention to...
I just, like, please, hopefully this person knows what the hell they're doing with this ride.
You didn't look at them for 1.5 seconds. You just handed your tickets to someone and got on and hoped the ride didn't fail.
Right.
Carnivals and carnival workers, for me as a kid, were a lot like how I felt when I watched Tim Burton's A Nightmare Before Christmas. It was like, I was entertained and happy and filled with kid fun, but slightly scared and grossed out.
Yeah.
Right.
Because of their teeth and stuff.
Yeah, well, someone said at the Southwest Florida fair, I banged a carny chick. Best BJ ever. It's probably because of the no teeth, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, their diet is strictly cotton candy.
So true. They have a cotton candy diet.
They've just got little blue nubs. For teeth.
That's it.
Michael is with us from Boston. Michael, did you fall in love with a carny?
I did not, fortunately. I had an aunt back in Galway. She fell in love with a carny. I don't know why. And my grandfather's like, all right, that's fine. That's your choice. I'm just going to have to murder him.
That's the Irish way. Yeah. Oh, no problem, love. We'll just kill him in his sleep.
Did he murder him?
The plan was if they decide to go through the wedding, that's his choice. He'll just be brought down to the river, shot in the head, and thrown in the river. You know, just clean and simple.
Yep, the Irish way.
You go ahead and marry him if you want. We'll kill him first.
Yeah.
Yep, that's how they deal with stuff.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Thanks,
Michael. Come with us, Carney.
You know what's happening, Carney.
Time to go.
He would, right?
Yeah. We're going to throw you right in the river.
Sure. Oh, this is where it ends, Carney. Josh. Hi, Josh. How are you?
Good. How are you, sir?
Good. Your uncle was a carney.
Yes, he was.
And did he meet a lady?
For quite some time. Yeah, he married my aunt, actually. And I guess the story is that he ran the Ferris wheel And one night she came across him, kind of like that Joe Dirt scene. He actually took her up in the Ferris wheel, stopped it, and they banged up top there. And,
oh, my God. Yeah.
Beautiful.
They're still married to this day.
What a lovely story.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing.
It's a dream.
There's the next notebook for you. We'll just call it Carney.
Carney.
Carney Notes.
Carney Notes.
The Carney Notebook.
Carney Scribbles.
Carney Scribbles on napkins.
Yeah.
The dirty napkin.
Mm. Mm.
That Joe Dirt scene is hilarious.
Yeah, and Lisa doesn't live by Joe Dirt, though. She's
no, but I'm telling you, it's more of a thing than you realize. There must be something there. Like, you were never tempted. You're not that person. But you never know if you're going to be that person, I guess, until you're staring down the barrel of a Carney's lovin'.
I don't think you should worry about your daughter being that person.
I hope not.
You have other things to worry about. Don't worry about that. I just think she'll be fine.
I do think, though, I should at least, at some point in her life, soon, be like, hey, just in case,
you're gonna have to have the
don't
Carney
ever date a Carney, okay? Are we on the same page? We are? Okay, good. Just so I know where she's... Like, you would never date a guy who runs one of those rides, would you?
Don't put it in her head.
Yeah, that can make her want to.
Oh,
probably not even thinking
about
it. I like
the idea of PSAs for Carney. Talk to your kids about falling in love with Carney.
Yeah, there should be.
Have you had the Carney talk yet?
I'll do it.
So someone emailed us from Boston, said Carney guys are selling games and rides, so they sweet talk every girl to make sales. If you sweet talk 100 girls, you're destined to get at least one.
You take 99 swings at every chubby girl, and eventually you get one.
They give compliments to the most homely of girls who've never heard such words before. So that's the attraction.
Yeah.
Makes sense?
You're a smooth talker, Carney.
Hello? Hey. Robert, you're a Carney.
Yes, I am.
All right.
And you're just putting it down or just killing anybody?
But, how many people have you murdered? No, we're kidding. We're kidding.
None.
Okay, good.
So you say. Good. That's what they'd all say. But have you seen any debauchery in the Carney life? Or are you, you're living clean?
We live clean.
You live clean. You're the one band of clean Carneys.
Yeah. We're right here in Detroit.
Did you guys invent RJs?
Yeah, we're in Berkeley right now.
Okay. Did you invent RJs?
Michigan, yeah.
All right, Robert, all the best to you, man.
Point
all
proven.
The best.
Yeah, you can't talk to a Carney.
Can't talk, Carney.
Yeah, I was like, I can't believe a Carney got
through. We should have just done it. Like, okay, guess my weight.
You have to speak their Carney language.
Yeah, exactly.
How much for the blue nap?
Yeah, what do we do with this? Go get him off.
Hey, Jeff, you're a Florida Carney?
Man, I work down here. I am an entertainment rod technician, and y'all talk about my family like that.
Oh, we're sorry to hear that.
Entertainment rod technician. I give people joy when they give me them little tickets.
Yeah, you're an ERT.
That's true. That is the truth. Did you invent RJs?
What is an RJ?
You know, Carney. Yeah,
whatever, so Carney.
Carney.
Goodbye, Carney.
Goodbye, Carney.
Good day, Carney.
We say good day to you, Carney.
You just failed the Carney test.
Mm-hmm.
Fake Carney.
I worked at the fried dough stand at a Carney. My friend Nicole ran off to Florida with the Frisbee art guy.
Oh, God, that's terrible.
Her Frisbee parents were guy. Pissed. Then she got hooked on meth. She was just 16.
Right. So there's how it ends, right?
It's a classic Carney tale.
That's
there.
How every one of them ends. That's why it's important to sit down and talk to your daughter.
About drugs.
I know, but I mean.
That's what the draw there.
A Carney might be the first person to give your kid a drug like meth.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Carneys have access to meth. Could you imagine if you had to have business dealings with a Carney?
No.
You got to do it in an open field.
There's with cops there.
You have to have cops. You have to provide cotton candy.
Yeah. Like, you're doing a deal.
Carneys! I brought you Mountain Dew, meth, things from your homeland.
Ah, yes. Bring in the cotton candy.
Gifts of cotton candy for you, Carneys.
Only thing keeping you safe.
So this is scary. When I was 15, I followed one Carney from our county to the next county for the next fair. Went there with no money, but with plans to meet him with my friends. He never showed up. Had to stay in a hotel overnight with a bunch of weird Carneys. Thank God we weren't killed or raped.
Oh, Carneys.
Don't follow Carneys, people.
I guess have the carny talk with your kids.
I know it's a bigger thing than you realize. And I think that even a city girl can fall victim to the lure of the carny. It's like when people would run away with the circus.
Yeah.
It's a draw to that lifestyle.
I don't understand what you're saying.
If you lose your dog.
Can you speak English?
I know you don't.
Run away with the circus? Is that what you just said?
Lisa, people did it all the time. That's how the circus stayed the circus.
I think that's what my grandma used to say, too. Like, if I wasn't doing well in school, like, the only option you would have is to go join the circus.
Yeah. Because the circus would come to town and then it would leave town with a couple extra people.
If your daughter,
and then a couple people would die, but those other people took over.
If your daughter is taken by carnies, you need to find the chief carny, and you need to get them the best of REO Speedwagon album.
Yeah, that's how to get them back.
That's how to get them back.
They'll give you your daughter back, but you got to go to the chief.
Oh, my God.
Where's your chief?
REO Speedwagon.
Yeah, the best of. The best of.
Best of. That's all the...
Heard it from a friend.
That's how you call the chief out.
That's right.
You have to sing a hymn.
He was messing around.
Here he comes. Here's the chief. All right, I'll handle this. This is cotton candy, chief. Yes, get you some. And here is the REO Speedwagon. Greatest hits. Give us a daughter first. Give us our daughter first.
Hold on, honey. Give me the daughter.
Yes. All right.
Bring it in order.
Same time, Carn. Yes, here's a cassette.
Oh,
yes.
Okay, bring it, Richard.
All right, the exchange has happened.
Ooh, wait, Ario, Speedwagon.
Dumb it on a friend. Oh, dumb it on a friend. Bad name, old one, a man in a ring. Yeah, that's the music of their people.
Dig it on a friend, baby.
That's right, Carney, sing it.
Dig it on a friend, baby.
Come on, dear. We're never going to another carnival again.
Bribing a carny. That's how you do it.
That's how you get your people back.
Well, this text came in. I used to landscape with an ex-carny. He said he used to supply the crack and pimp out his girlfriend to the other carnies.
Yeah. I mean, it's a really bad scene, right?
Carny culture.
Tanya, you know someone whose daughter was with a carny.
Oh, God.
Mm. Did you get the REO?
What happened, Tanya?
This gentleman stood up in the middle of a Southern Baptist church, and the whole family had a speech impediment, but he stood up and requested prayer for her because she got knocked up by the carny. We try to find him, but we can't find him nowhere.
there was a carny. Unfortunately, we couldn't find who.
This was in church?
In church, Baptist church.
Hey, everybody.
Would anyone like us to pray for them today?
Yeah. Oh.
Right over here.
Okay, sir, yes.
My daughter was taken by carnies and got knocked up. No. And we can't find them anywhere. Who's traveling the country.
Dearest Jesus, give them their daughter back. Please provide them with REO Speedwagon's greatest hits.
We got REO Speedwagon, but when we tried to sing it, it sounded like this. Wake them under one, baby. I heard it from a friend.
Sing the songs of the
carnies. Heard it from a friend. And no one ever came. The chief never woes.
Yeah, you didn't do it right. You didn't provide the cotton candy, did you?
Cotton candy?
My goodness. Oh, when you lose your daughter to a carny and he puts his seed in her. And
I'm telling
carny,
you,
baby.
It might just be that I'm the only one here who had, like, I have a daughter, and so the carny feel is legitimate to me.
Yeah.
Like, it's a real legitimate fear to me because I have a little daughter.
I don't understand it. Does any other man have with a daughter have these fears?
Sure? If you don't, you're not a good dad.
Do you have dad carny fear?
If you have a daughter and you don't have a carny-based fear...
Like, you're sitting there thinking about it before now?
Yes, I've definitely thought of carnies.
How
like,
often have you thought about it?
Anytime I was at one, and it would be... The one of the carnies would be like, hey, little girl, you want to play a game? I throw the dots. I'm like, come here.
Yeah, get out of here.
Get over here.
Get all away right. from that, creep.
Well, I guess there's different attraction for guys. This is the second text like this. I had a Cardi BJ once, and ever since then, not one BJ ever has come close to being that good. I still think about it 15 years later.
Well, they're trying to get
Ain't
you to
no
save
BJ like
them.
A Carney BJ.
Could you imagine you're at the end of your rope? Imagine just for 1 second, you're at the end of your rope. You're at a carnival.
Trying to get out of Carney life.
And you're trying to get out of Carney life. You're going to do things
the
to that.
The performance of a lifetime.
Exactly, Lisa! Exactly!
Get all you got, Gertrude! Get all you got!
Performance of a lifetime. That's what the billing would be.
Girl, I'm going to get you out of this carnival.
And guys are, they're like,
they still don't get you out, though.
No, yeah. No they
so
don't.
They're trying to blow their way out of the carny, you think?
Yeah.
100%. If I worked at the carnival and girls came to the carnival, that's the advice I would give them. I'd be like, you got to blow your way out of here. Like, don't be one of us. Don't be one of us.
You give the performance of a lifetime.
Exactly. That's what they're doing. Obviously, there's texts upon text.
Yeah, you
they're the best in the world.
Kirk's in Fort Myers.
The best in
hey, Kirk, how are you?
Penis. Hey, penis, guys.
Penis.
Hey, I joined the carnival when I was 20 years old, and I'm now 45. You know, I got my life a lot more together than I did then. But I lived in Oklahoma, and I decided to join it. A buddy of mine says, oh, it's really easy to get a job. And I just went there, and they said, hey, yeah. You can start tonight. I started working on the kids' ride and, you know, saw a lot of moms there, but it's in my hometown, so I knew everybody. But then as I started traveling, I hooked up with at least two girls a night.
Yeah.
And then the boss's daughter actually started coming on to me.
Oh,
so
man.
I got
Princess?
Special treatment. I got the special treatment to live in the their Winnebago with AC and everything. Because other than that, you don't have AC.
Right.
You don't have AC,
right.
You don't have hot water. And so I was with them for 6 months. I had girls that would follow me around. I finally ended up leaving the carnival for a girl that was 7 years older than me. And she said if I moved in with her, she bought me a 69 Camaro. And I went and lived with her for about a year, and then that didn't work out.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Kirk.
Continued on.
What a crazy life you've led.
Yeah, so the,
what a
chicks,
full life.
The chicks are drawn to the carnies. You can attest to that.
I mean, a lot of girls, I actually had one time where girls were taking pictures of me because I had the Legends of the Fall hair going on. So, you know, everyone thought I looked like Brad Pitt.
Hmm. You're the Brad Pitt of carnies.
Yeah, you are.
I am the Brad Pitt of carnies. I will. You know, stand on a pedestal, say I'm the best looking carny ever.
That's
wow,
a bold
that's
statement.
Impressive.
That's impressive.
It could be. It could be legit. Thanks for calling in, Kirk. All the best, man.
We could do a carny beauty contest.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Lord.
Send us your hot carnies.
Yeah. America's most handsome carny.
I don't know if that'll end. I mean, I don't know if we should be dealing with carnies.
We shouldn't deal with any carnies.
That's not a good idea.
I'll do the heavy carny lifting, you ladies in there. Don't worry. I'll take care of the heavy lifting with carnies.
We're going to need to get lots of Sippos for gifts for the room.
Do you think carny Brad Pitt still has the Camaro?
Probably,
Is it scary?
Yeah.
No.
No.
No, you don't think so?
He had to keep it. Or give it to the... let the lady keep it.
No, he had to sell it. I guarantee he sold it for the money.
I'm gonna keep on loving you.
The songs of their people.
But the only thing I wanna do.
Let him sing.
I just wanna keep on loving you.
So Cassandra ran away with the carny.
Here we go.
Oh, no.
Cassandra picked up and left with the carnival for how long, Cassandra?
I left for about a year. I hopped on just around the Tampa area. I'm up in Toledo, Ohio now, but I went out there for a year with them.
You found your home city.
Mm-hmm. And what? Did you get up to no good?
Yeah, I ran away with my fiance. We knew some people on the carnival, and we lived in a hollowed out school bus for about a year out there.
Oh,
at one point, our roommate got punched out by a man who only had one arm and one leg and was an ex-Golden Gloves champion.
Yeah, well, you lose some stuff.
Arm and leg stealing live power lines, apparently.
Sure.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
He was the best warrior in the Cardi village.
One-handed warrior. Okay.
Cassandra, Chuck's
the
really
Jamie
worried.
Lannister of the Carney world.
Chuck is really worried.
Would you, if you had a daughter, would you warn her to stay away from the Carney?
Absolutely.
Yeah, yes, of course.
She would definitely stay away.
Okay. All right. There you go.
You have to.
That's from a woman who ran away with the Carney for over a year.
Mm-hmm.
She left Tampa
lived
and never
on a school
looked
bus.
Back. Yeah, lived in a school bus. Now she's
you
relocated to
think
Sonido.
About the life you are like, you know what, I'm okay with this because I'm with my Carney dreamboat.
In your future, you end up in Toledo.
Yeah.
You've left and you ended up in Toledo.
Toledo's yeah.
Like, Toledo as a city is like Carney rehab. I grew up near them.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, my God. Kira. Kira's in Garden City. So, Kira, you know a chick who married a Carney.
Jesus.
Oh.
Yes, she married the Carney. She met him in Plymouth, Michigan, I think. And then they got married, and now he lives with her. And they have, like, a four-year-old son together, maybe three. And they've been together the whole time. But they were only together, like, for a couple months before she ended up getting pregnant. And then they got married, and now they're still together.
Do they travel? Does she travel with them? Then.
No, she never traveled with him. He actually quit the carnival.
Oh, okay. He got out.
He was from, like, Africa, and he, like, got out, and he just was like, nope, I'm good, and just started a different life.
Africa Carney.
So he got a good life out of it.
Africa Carney. Thank you, Kira.
Africa Carney.
Africa Carney. From Africa, working for the Carney. This guy said, you guys sold me on a Carney, BJ. Can't wait for Carney season.
It's going to be packed now. Like, lines are, like, long.
It's like one chick that works there, though.
I don't see many females as Carneys. There's usually dudes.
They're always in that elephant ear stand.
It is usually a food service.
Yeah.
Zach, did you have a Carney, BJ?
Needless to say, I passed on the offer. But
you should.
I was at a carnival in Hamburg, Michigan, and a female carny asked me if I would like to have some fun for the night.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked what she meant, and she offered me a blowy for a 30 rack of PBR.
Yep.
Lovely.
Trade. Classic carny trade.
Ah, uh-huh. Yes.
But you did not go for that trade.
They deal in PBR, not money.
Yeah. Well, judging from our currency. Tech Zach, you missed out on what could have been the world's greatest BJ.
No doubt.
Because they are desperate.
What's crazy about it is she was probably getting the beer for her actual carny boyfriend.
Right.
But he's fine with her doling out world-class beegers to get him a 30-pack.
The carny way.
It's the carny,
it is the carny way.
That guy resisted her carny siren song.
So you have scared so many dads. Three daughters here. They love a carnival. Chuck is scaring the bejesus out
of me. Yes, I know. This is the thing. If you have a daughter that has any kind of draw to these things, which my daughter does love a fair. Loves a fair. Why? I'm like, why do you love it here?
My aunt ran away with the carnies when she was younger, and she now lives in a tropical fish store. That's what the carny life will do to you.
So, okay, let's look at that phrase for a second. She now lives in a tropical fish store. Not a place you go. Not a place you go visit.
Not
that's
by.
Where you live.
Not by, not around. In
there,
atop.
She lives in.
The humidity is 90.
Fish.
Ew, the smell.
I'm not over there, but I got a gill.
Let her go to sleep, baby.
Oh my God.
Them bullfrogs that's chirping again.
Go, scrape the tank, and then I'll come have some sweet love with me.
Talking carnies here, and Kyle's with us on the Dave and Chuck lines. Hi, Kyle. Good morning.
You guys think I should be
good
worried.
Morning, guys. Real quickly, just wanted to weigh in real quick before I started work. I used to be a fair guy, which is an important distinction to me. Sunglasses, I was, you know what I'm saying, sundresses, purses, all that good stuff. Every once in a while, we'd have to link up with the carny, though, and in order to be in the fair, we'd have to register ourselves, you know, get a little name tag. So, I mean, I technically am. I have a little bit of, you know.
You got a bit of carny in you.
You got a bit of carny in you.
Yeah.
Called to confess.
But, real quick, I wasn't going to call until you started talking about the amputees, and it kind of brought back, I put this way back in my memory. One time I was out in Westland building up my tent, setting up. It was real early. It was like 6 in the morning. And some guy stumbles up to me. He's got one leg. I'm pretty sure it was a homemade leg
Yeah, they usually are. Yeah.
They usually are wood.
I can attest.
And yeah. Esau.
It looked like a hockey stick and like a mannequin shoe. And it caught my attention off rip, and he's seen me staring at him, and so he comes over with his backpack.
Yep.
And he drops his backpack on the ground. Yep. Backpack's heavy as hell. I looked down. I'm like, you know, what's this guy doing here? And he unzips it and he goes, "Hey, you need any fireworks?" And I'm like, you know, yeah, like. What kind of fireworks? He's like, "Well, I make these at home," and he pulls them out, and he's got all the way from an M80 all the way up to full sticks of dynamite. And
that's how he got a hockey stick leg.
Yes, of course.
I swear to God, I was like, "Well, I mean, that's like not, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's a good salesman. Obviously, the product works." Mm-hmm. I'm like, "Well, you sold me." So I picked up a half a stick and an M80 naturally.
Yeah,
and they both worked pretty well. You know, we set them off at the distance. We extended the fuse a little bit, you know, just to be safe.
But, yeah, that is.
You know, it was a great time. And let me tell you what, it happened to work out to be at the carnival. I happened to receive, you know, a very high quality.
BJ. Of a lifetime.
BJ of a lifetime.
It just happened to be there. I don't know if it's in the air. I don't know if it's a spirit. You know what I'm saying?
Something that lives in the fair.
BJs are unlike any other.
They really are. Something takes over somebody.
That's what we've discovered. Someone said you guys should totally do that Carney Beauty Contest and allow us gay guys to judge. Because as gay guys, we're the toughest. Gay guys judge a male Carney Beauty Contest. Someone said last year it was a known thing. There was some hot carny guy that came to town with the carny, and everyone, all the girls, literally ran down there to check it out.
Oh my God.
Uh-oh, Chuck.
Oh, my God. And that's like a normal town, right?
What?
Yeah, oh, yeah, for sure.
I'm just saying, some of the towns that people live in that they think are like a big enough town...
They're not. This guy says, "I'm a rodeo clown, and I've got a baby girl on the way. She will never date a carny." And he's a rodeo clown.
He's a rodeo clown.
Yeah, they're not as crazy as carnies.
My God.
A lot of carny BJs going on here. Mm. Stephanie in Rochester, did you fall for a carny, Stephanie?
Stephanie.
Okay, I didn't actually fall for the carny, but I'm still very ashamed that I even entertained the thought.
You thought about it.
Exactly. Mm. So I was at some stupid carnival. I feel the same way about carnivals that you guys do, but I was very young. I was like 19, 18 years old, and this guy had a lot of confidence about him, which girls like confidence, and I am from like a nice city, all of that. So they were like, the rough around the edges, opposite of what I'm used to.
Right.
So the allure was there, but as soon as he smiled, the standards kicked in, and I was like, "All right, nope, can't do it."
Luckily, he has some bad teeth.
Yeah. Oh, thank God.
Otherwise, she could have been no longer with us.
Thank God.
The classic nightmare smile of a carny.
Oh my God, you guys!
They keep their mouth shut for
please,
a reason.
Please, please. I delivered pizza to a carnival one time.
Mm-hmm.
They had enough cash to pay for the pizza, but they tipped me with a bag of what they called carny knickknacks.
Oh, God. Did you accept their wares? Because you need to get out. Wait.
The bag contained keychains, pencils, and bottle caps. Oh. Pretty much anything they found on the carny ground.
Right.
That's what they tipped me with.
Here's our carny wares. Every one of these items is good luck now.
You know it's treasure to them.
Bring us... the knickknacks! Bring us the bag of knickknacks!
You, sir, are about to be gifted one of the most highly.
It's a high honor. The chief has given you a treasure chest of
Here is a brown bag that we normally have booze in, filled with our knickknacks.
Oh.
Please take them and use them. Every one of them is good luck.
So, Ryan from Monroe, you're with a lady who, she left for 2 weeks with some carnies, right?
Actually, it was a 2 years ago. It was my ex-wife, and she left for 2 weeks. We're hitting a rough patch with some carnies to make some money. Well, later on, I find out after we break up,
yeah,
I come to find out later on she had a threesome with them.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like a carny couple or just other carnies?
Yeah, she had it with three different guys, I guess.
Oh,
God, a foursome!
every time I joke about it now, I'll joke about it to her. I always do that little carnival tune, like
Oh man!
You guys, can I pause for a second?
Yes.
Say,
yeah. Go ahead.
That if I found out Amber left me to leave with the carnival,
even if you haven't, say you guys are going. No, listen, you're going through a rough patch. You know, like a rough patch.
Oh my god!
Dave and Amber go through a rough patch, and Dave's like, you know what? I'm gonna go stay with my parents for a couple days. You figure it out. You come back and you find out she had a foursome.
A foursome with carny folk.
With carny folk.
Oh my god! That's it.
You notice the first thing you notice is a bunch of weird knickknacks around your house.
Like, where did you take?
Yeah, you'd have all these rabbit's feet, all different colors. You're like, what is going on in here? You'd start putting two together.
Wait a minute.
Rabbit feet.
That's the highest of treasure to a carny.
It's the most good luck.
But Dave comes in and we're like, listen.
Dave, man, someone texted in something. You got to sit down.
And Dave just always weaves it in. He's like, yeah, it reminds me of the time my wife left for three carnies.
It would change you, dude. It would change you.
Of course it would.
Fundamentally. Come on. You couldn't believe you invested time with someone who's going to bang three carnies at the same time.
Three of them. Holy hell. Oh, it's nuts. But there's so many.
Rabbit's feet.
Get the rabbits away from those carnies. They cherish their feet.
They got rabbit traps everywhere.
And one more here.
They eat them and then use their feet.
Bring it back around here to how we started with Chuck's worried about Stella joining a carny or falling for a carny. Mm-hmm. This woman said, unfortunately, my first kiss was from a carny.
Oh my God.
I was 13, insecure, and vulnerable. I'm 45 and fine now, but talk to your daughters.
Yes.
Talk to your daughters.
I will. I'm not going to wait another day. I'm not going to wait another day. Thought I had time.
I gave a carny a BJ once. Nothing crazy, but maybe because I'm a guy.
Even gay guys are tempted by their carny ways.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.